Brussels in English, you are with the Bulletin on Bruz. Brussels impro scene is alive and well, and I'm joined by two of the people who are behind it. Patrick from L'Improviste Theatre and Kelly from Impro Bubble. Hello, both of you.
Hello.
Hi.
Let us start. I want to find out about L'Improviste, which is basically Brussels' only improv theatre.
Yeah, and
why did you set this up? What is it? What's the thing about it?
Because it was time. It was time, because there were a lot of improv in Brussels and in Belgium, and there was no special place for it, so it was time to have a place where every improviser can do their art.
What's actually involved in, like, from the idea to actually opening the doors on the first night? How did you go about? You can find the venue. You got
a It was a long adventure. It was almost 4 years to open the theater, to find a place, to make the all the work inside, and to have courses for us to how do you open a venue? That's a lot of thing to learn. So it was a great adventure for almost 4 years, and now it 1 year. Since we are open.
And how has your first year been? What have you learned?
Oh, a lot of things. Did you have 2 hours? And that's only a start. We have learned that it's a journey also to be opened. And it's one day after another. Every day is another adventure and lesson.
Where is L'Improviste?
In Forest, near the Parc de Forêt.
Okay. And for anyone who hasn't been there, can you sort of set the scene? What's it? Is it quite an intimate venue? Are you up close, really up against the...
It's intimate, yeah. It's maximum 100 person. So the audience is really close and can really be in the scene. And it's what the audience says a lot, it's quite warm. The feeling is quite warm. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of wood, and we have furniture that we have made ourselves, so it's quite intimate, warm. I think that's what the audience really like about it.
So your shows so far have been in French, but that is about to change. Just changed, because you're now doing English improv, and that's where Kelly comes in. Kelly, okay. Tell us a bit about Impro Bubble.
Hey, Paul.
Hello. It's been a while.
It has been a while. So last time we spoke, I was plugging my amateur improv shows, but now I've moved on to the professional side, and I've opened a company that does weekly classes for anyone who wants to learn improv, corporate trainings, team buildings, etc., for anyone who wants to use improv to improve their workplace, and finally now professional level shows with a professional cast of improvisers who all live off their art form.
It's the Bulletin, Brussels in English, back with Patrick from L'Improviste and Kelly from Impro Bubble. English improv in Brussels has been around for a while, but now a permanent fixture in a very cool venue. Tell us about the shows that you're doing every week then.
So thanks to Patrick, who gave us the invitation a few months ago, you will be able to see our professional cast on stage every Sunday from this Sunday until May 31, 2020. And I'm very excited because my troupe, which has 4 people, including myself, Ben Hartwig from Germany, Rosanna Radu from Romania, and Pierpaolo Buzza from Italy, are all well-known professional improvisers in their own right from their countries of origin. And when we joined forces last year to perform for the first time together, it was like magic. We've had sellout monthly shows up until now, and we're really grateful and looking forward to the challenge of weekly shows at L'Improviste. And this gives us a fantastic opportunity to do some of our well-loved, well-received formats, but also experiment and try new things, do Whose Line Is It Anyway style improv, which is more fast-paced than funny, like what's going to be on tonight, which is called Kick-Ass Improv. And then also the slower, more dramatic stuff like No Exit, which is on the 13th and 20th of October, in which all 4 of us will be stuck in the same room. The audience will tell us which room it is in. And throughout the course of the show, you'll find out why these 4 people are there and what is going on.
Expect the unexpected. I was going to say, for someone who hasn't been to an improv gig, what to expect, but you can't expect anything, I suppose, because it all just happens before your eyes and no 2 shows are the same.
Not exactly. For someone who hasn't seen improv, you've exactly understood it. And the audience is very... The wonderful thing about going to see improvised theater versus versus straight theater is that the audience is a huge part of it. The energy that's in the room influences the show. The suggestions that the audiences give us are actively used throughout our performance, and they inspire our actors. So it's this intimate thing where we know that what's going to happen on stage is only happening that one night and will never be repeated, and everyone in that room has been a witness to it.
We should give people an opportunity to see this. Shall we give away some tickets?
I think we should.
So these are for next Sunday and the Sunday after. So
yes.
The 13th and the 20th of October.
Yes, yes. For No Exit, our slower, more dramatic show that's actually inspired by Sartre's huis clos. By the same name, the play by the same name in French. Come see it. We'll give two away for the 13th. And two away for the 20th.
To enter the draw, you just head over to thebulletin.be right now. You'll see an article there that says The Bulletin on Bruz. Fill in your details. We will pick the winners at random tonight, and you'll get an email if you are a lucky winner. That website address again, thebulletin.be. Or, of course, just go along tonight and see the opening night, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Come. Have a beer with us afterwards. Tell us what you think.
And what's in store next for L'Improviste? Where does this develop? Where does this go next, Patrick?
In more and more diversity. This year it's the beginning of that because now we have music improvised, we have also dance improvised, English improvised also. More and more diversity is really the way to go for us.
Break a leg. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And
till next time. Just details again, thebulletin.be. Head over there, fill in your details on the Bulletin on Bruz page, and you could be going to see some improv very soon.